213 Rock with Eric Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
de 113 Rock, Limitime, le Classic Rock Radio, The Roads, le nouvel album Rattle The Cage, en direct tonight on Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, 213 Rock, Mr. David Rockfenstein, the voice of heavy metal. Hi David, nice to meet you.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm really happy for talking to you on air tonight, David. And it's a great pleasure for talking to you tonight on 213 Rock Show. Yes, you're here.
213 Rock, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Effectivement, ce soir en direct, Mr. David Rockfenstein. So, David, as you know, my name is Eric Melodica. Name of the show is 213 Rock. And the name of the Real Rock Station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. And thank you very much for accepting my live invitation. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. The Roads, le nouvel album intitulé Rattle the Cage, donc est disponible depuis le 19 janvier dernier 2024 via le label Massacre Records. So, David, the band is back with a new album. And I heard, David, that all vinyl versions of your new album Rattle the Cage were sold so fast here in Europe. It's amazing.
Yes. It's surprising to us sometimes that we have so many fans, you know, because back in the day, when we were in our heyday back in the 80s, you know, there was really no internet, you know, so we didn't really know what was going on around the world. But we've managed to stay in our same groove, you know, that we've always been in, you know, and it's, this album has come out very well. We're very happy with it.
Ah oui, effectivement, qu'ils sont très heureux. La base fan, elle est toujours là en Europe et même à travers le monde. En tout cas, ils ont gardé le même groove. Le nouvel album, effectivement, la version vinyle s'est vendue très, très rapidement. And our Vinyl Times listeners, about it too. The guys posted some great pictures on Facebook. Your fans bought your vinyl.
Yes, we did some shows last year and we didn't do a lot of traveling out of the country, but hopefully with this album release, we'll be able to, you know, come to Europe and be able to play some more shows. And we're getting such a good response from the album that looks very possible for us, yes.
Effectivement, qu'ils ont fait des dates et des tournées, effectivement, à travers le monde et plusieurs pays. En tout cas, ils espèrent venir en France, effectivement. Et puis en même temps, c'est quand même cool, hein, les fans, ils ont acheté ça. Le vinyle s'est vendu plus vite que le CD, plus vite que le reste, en tout cas. Ouais, je suis même persuadé que la première version a été sold out et qu'ils ont dû refaire une réimpression, en tout cas. Ça, c'est vraiment bien, quoi. And David, I was surprised by your first single Rattle the Cage came out 3 months ago because the sound of your voice, your guitar sounds, the Carl's drum sounds, he's huge. Oh man, it's huge.
Yes, you know, I've concentrated on this album and the writing of the songs to be, you know, somewhat more melodic and somewhat a little bit more mature than previous, you know, older albums, as far as like what the concept of each song would be. And I've really concentrated on the vocal parts and actually trying to tell a story and to trying to say something to get across to the listeners that want to hear it, that may associate with what I'm trying to say in the song. So that worked out quite well, and thank you very much for the compliment.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, qu'ils se sont, enfin, le groupe s'est totalement concentré, surtout David, hein, sur sa voix, sur son jeu de guitare, la partie de batterie de Carl. Ouais, ils se sont concentrés totalement, et puis ils ont essayé aussi de faire de plus mélodique, et puis le son, c'est vraiment quelque chose. On va y revenir d'ici quelques instants. And what about the big bass sound of Mr. Freddy Villano behind it to hold the house of the roads?
Yes, you know, Freddie being our new bass player, he's given the band a lot of new energy, you know, and he has an incredible bass sound, and it just works amazingly well with Carl and I. It was a perfect fit, you know, and Gary was great too, you know, and we spent a lot of years with Gary. He's a great bass player, a great person, and a great singer, but he just decided that he would retire. And Freddie was available and a perfect fit for the band. Really was.
Effectivement, que Freddie, donc Villano, est arrivé. C'était le mec parfait pour le groupe. Ça a collé tout de suite. Il y a un son de malade, en tout cas, sur cet album. Et puis Gary Lambasin, bassiste, a décidé de se retirer. Donc c'est tout humainement et rationnellement qu'ils ont engagé effectivement Freddie, qui a fait un boulot de dingue. Hein. Oh yeah, c'est vraiment un bon bassiste. Et puis il y a le son. Et c'est vraiment bon. And I remember like yesterday, I got a story for you. I remember like yesterday, I called my partner, Doc Olivier. He's the manager of our hard rock station. And I said, hey, Doc, did you hear the new single about the Z-Roads? And he told me, hey, Eric, this new single is just a crazy track. Hell yeah, David. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rattle the Cage.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that was... We knew that was going to be the title track of the album, and it's such a great concept because it incorporates, you know, just about everybody in the world, no matter what they're doing or what their lives are like. If they're unhappy, the message in the song is if they're unhappy with, you know, what's going on in their lives, that they should speak up. And it's an important message, and that's conveyed in that song. It's very important.
Effectivement que c'est un message assez important par rapport à la vie effectivement de tous les jours et surtout autour de cet album et de ce concept, tout ce qu'il y a autour en tout cas, mais vraiment un très bon titre. Et je me souviens d'avoir appelé Olivier, enfin le Doc, et puis lui dire hey, c'est quoi ce titre, franchement le nouveau single des Rhodes est fantastique, la pro tout est bon. Et il me dit ouais, c'est un super titre, franchement ils ont mis la barre très haute et franchement très très bien. And David, for this new album you work with Mr. Chris Collier, right? On the mix.
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Collier for the mix. And on the studio first, the pre-production and the production was you and the Carl?
Well, yes. I did, you know, the way recording is today, you know, we can do it in different places. So, you know, I do my guitar tracks and vocal tracks at a studio close by to my home. And I work with an engineer there. And, of course, Freddie and Carl they produce their tracks at their own home studios. But Chris Collier is the magic man that puts everything together and really has captured on this album the sound of the Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Alors oui, ils ont travaillé avec Chris Collier. Alors comment ça s'est passé? Ils ont chacun enregistré dans leur propre studio effectivement, donc toutes les parties de guitare, batterie, etc. Et ensuite ils ont donné le mix et donc effectivement ça s'appelle l'expérience. Et le mix ils l'ont confié à Chris Collier, the Magic Man comme il l'appelle. Effectivement il a fait un gros boulot. Hein. And the Rattle the Cage, your new album, it's a right mix between rock and roll and heavy metal. Do you agree?
I do agree, yes. I think that there are so many different genres of heavy metal that it's hard to keep track of all of them, but and they're all great, you know, but I consider the Rhodes more of a classic hard rock metal band because that category just seems to fit the music that we play.
Ah, effectivement, qui considère hein, que c'est, il considère que c'est du bon hard rock, du bon heavy metal. Ouais, ce côté rock and roll, effectivement, qui est bien disponible. Et le son, mais quelle production, en tout cas. C'est une totale réussite. Le mix, il est super beau. Et, ça sonne vraiment bien. And, David, at this moment, I think this is the best heavy metal album for this, debut year. Oh yeah. Totally agree.
I do agree. Yes. I think it's the, probably, if not the best album that we've done. You know, the very first album that we did had some special moments in there, and it was a special album because it was our first. But I do think that song-wise, performance-wise, sound-wise, thanks to Chris Collier, that this is the best album to date that we've done.
Ouais, effectivement, que certainement un des meilleurs albums qu'ils ont fait, en tout cas, au sein des Z-Roads. Hein. Ouais, le titre, enfin l'album, tout est bon, hein, vraiment très bon. Et puis la production, c'est quelque chose. Hein. Et puis dans la voiture, ça sonne. Hein. When I play this the new album in my car, everything is the sound is amazing in my car. Bing.
Yes, you know, it does sound amazing. And, you know, we've had trouble through the years capturing the live sound of the band.
That's
when
right.
We go to record. It was very difficult to capture that sound in the recording. And actually, on this album, Chris Collier has really captured the sound of the band, you know, and he did an excellent job and reproduced what the band really wanted to hear.
Yes, exactement. En tout cas, ils ont, avec Chris Collier, ils ont réussi à capter ce son qu'ils ont tant cherché pendant des années à capturer, puisqu'ils avaient un super son live qu'ils n'arrivaient pas à mettre au sein du CD, enfin de l'album à l'époque. Et là, Chris Collier a réussi. Donc, effectivement, il a fallu beaucoup d'années, beaucoup d'expérience pour arriver à ce type de son. Et ils ont réussi. C'est pour ça que c'est vraiment en ce moment, hein, il y a le Saxon qui est sorti. Mais je pense que le Zero Roads, c'est l'album de heavy metal de ce début d'année, en tout cas, fantastique, quoi. And Shockwave is your second single. This track is like a storm. It's super powerful, very heavy.
Yeah. Shockwave is an unusual song because actually that title was given to me by Carl. He had gotten a hold of me and said, I have a great title, Shockwave. And I said, okay, it is a great title, but what do I do with it? What do I write about? You know, so it was a little bit difficult for me, but it did come out great in the end, and I was able to put that thing together and make it work. But it is a great track. It's very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, Shockwave, c'est une idée de Carl au départ avec son break de batterie. Et puis, il lui a dit, David a demandé à Carl, qu'est-ce que tu veux exactement? Ouais, il faut du heavy, il faut que ça sonne, il faut que ça envoie. Shockwave, c'est un titre super puissant, totalement, quoi. And during the recording session, David, I guess the vibe were so good between all together. I guess you felt that the new tracks were on the top high level of heavy metal. You know that?
Oh, yes. You know, the fact that we have a new bass player, you know, it really added some energy to the band. It gave us kind of a rebirth, you know, of sound. And, you know, my sound and Carl's sound was always there, but the new bass sound is great, and the new songs are great. And everything just seemed to come together. Everybody had a very positive attitude about it, and we all joined together as a team, you know, to make this album really happen.
Effectivement, que c'est une équipe. En tout cas, tout est arrivé en une équipe. Hein. Et puis, Freddy, le bassiste, a donné encore un peu plus de punch au groupe, effectivement. Et ils ont senti hein, qu'il tenait quelque chose d'énorme. And I'm sure that you say to Carl and Freddy, I think with these new tracks, we got something special, something powerful. I think you say that to Carl and Freddy during the recording sessions.
Yes, you know, with the three of us, it is very powerful, and the live shows that we have done so far have been, you know, proof of that, because the sound on stage, the presentation, the response from the audience and the promoters and everybody has been like 100% positive. So I'm really looking forward to playing some more live shows this coming year, because the combination of the three of us is really pretty amazing.
Effectivement, que la combinaison, en tout cas, entre les trois membres de ce groupe ont donné quelque chose de 100% positif. Sur scène, ça sonne, ils sont à fond, en tout cas, ça joue bien. Les fans sont contents, ils sont très heureux. Et puis, c'est aussi une renaissance hein, du groupe, en tout cas. C'est la renaissance des Heroes avec ce nouvel album, Rattle the Cage. And David, what about Play It Loud? I hear a voice calling inside of me. Listen close if you wanna be free. That's the great lyrics. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I've always been, you know, one for like, you know, feeling free, you know, to free to express yourself, to say what you want to say, to do what you want to do, as long as it's in a positive way. So I try to convey that in the songs. But yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, play it loud and feel free and feel good.
Yeah, effectivement que le titre Play It Loud, c'est notre titre favori hein, et puis en playlist dans 213 Rock, je l'ai joué à plusieurs reprises, toujours cette basse, toujours cette guitare, toujours ce son, cette voix, et puis en même temps au niveau des textes, hein, bah, il a laissé libre cours à son inspiration, il l'a écrit, il a laissé sa main à la poser, elle a mis des lettres, des mots sur papier, et puis ça a donné I Hear a Voice Calling Inside of Me, Listen Close If You Wanna Be Free, voilà, ce sont les paroles démarrent ainsi quoi, je suis totalement fan de ce titre et c'est toujours un plaisir de pouvoir vous le proposer. Posé en playlist dans 213 Rock Vinyl Times de Classic Rock Radio. En direct ce soir, Mr. David Rock Feinstein, the voice of heavy metal, the legendary singer of heavy metal, est en direct ce soir. So David, the Three Wolves had on the new artworks such as The Wild Dog or Brotherhood of Metal, after 40 years of career, the band is still hungry.
It's still going. It's just like it was 40 years ago, you know, it's we've been able to do it, and we're very lucky to be able to do that, because not every band can maintain that kind of time. But you know, we're very fortunate that we still have the energy and the power to be able to present music that way and the way we feel. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate and thank people for wanting to listen to it.
Effectivement, qui remercie en tant que tous les gens qui ont, tous les fans qui supportent depuis 40 ans de carrière. C'est pas tous les groupes qui peuvent dire ça. En tout cas, toujours de la bonne énergie, de la bonne puissance, des bons titres à proposer. Bon concert, ouais, ils ont encore faim, ils ont la dalle en tout cas. Et ça, c'est bien, c'est vraiment bien, c'est ça le heavy metal. And so, David, do you read the feedback from your fans on the social media? Because everyone looks happy hein, with your new album.
Yes, when I can. You know, I know Carl and Freddie do, and we try to get back to everybody that has a response. Sometimes it's impossible, you know, to get everyone. But yeah, we try to respond to it, because we really do appreciate you know, anyone that listens and compliments us on this, because that's what it's all about, really. You know, anybody that likes what you're doing, you know, and gets the message, we are very grateful for that. To all the fans.
Ok, effectivement, qui suivent, hein, les fans et tous les messages. Alors, ils peuvent pas répondre à tout le monde parce qu'il y en a beaucoup, mais dans l'ensemble, dans la globalité, effectivement, tout est positif. Ils ont des bons feedbacks, ils ont des bons commentaires. C'est cool en tout cas. Et puis la musique, voilà, ça paye quoi. Le travail, ça paye toujours, et la patience. And you will be at the Time Rock Festival in Sweden next July, between the 5th and 8th. Hey.
Yes,
I can imagine the new tracks on stage. I think it will be a great moment.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to that. It's very exciting for us to be there, and it's going to be great to play some of the new songs. Even though I know that a lot of the fans like to hear some of the old songs, we will be doing a lot of the older songs also.
Okay.
And some of the new songs too.
Okay, effectivement, en Suède, hein, la première date européenne, donc déjà, il commence à s'approcher, effectivement, au Time to Rock Festival entre le 5 et le 8 juillet prochain. Donc je pense que le doc sera présent là-bas, il nous fera un report là-dessus. Donc il y aura une setlist avec des anciens morceaux et surtout aussi des nouveaux morceaux. Beaucoup de fans seront présents, et ça va être un grand moment en direct ce soir. Donc Mr. David Grant, Fenstein, Z-Roads, l'album Rattle the Cage. Voici le track listing. L'album démarre avec Now and Forever. En 2, Wolves at the Door. En 3, Cry It Loud. En 4, Rattle the Cage. En 5, Can't Slow Down. En 6, Metal Highways. En 7, Hell or High Water. En 8, Play It Loud. En 9, Shockwave. Et en 10, Heart of Steel. 213 Rock. So, David, I can't tell you about the other new tracks such as Now or Forever. Fantastic. Wolves at the Doors. Metal Highways, because the time flies. But do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
The message, you know, my message is to, you know, be happy, you know, be peaceful, enjoy what you're doing. You know, life is very short, and I think you should do what you feel is right for yourself, follow your dreams, and you know, just be the right person and be a good person, and you know, follow what you really believe in.
Okay, David, thank you very much for this live interview.
Well, thank you, Eric, for having me, and I enjoyed being on here. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you in person sometime this year.
Okay, avec plaisir, with the great pleasure. En direct ce soir, Mr. David Rock Fenstein, the voice of heavy metal, était en direct ce soir. L'album, je rappelle, Rattle the Cage, disponible en vinyle, CD auprès du label Massacre Records. N'hésitez pas, achetez-le en tout cas. Et c'est vraiment un gros disque. Vous allez passer un bon moment à son écoute. Tout de suite, le single Play It Loud on 213 Rock, Vinny Times, Classic Rock Radio.